The National Commission investigating the 9/11 terror attacks said today that it needs more cooperation from government agencies. The commission is supposed to release a report by next May explaining exactly what happened on September 11, 2001 and how the government responded. Some families of people killed in those attacks have accused the administration of stonewalling and trying to delay the release of information. NPR's Larry Abramson was at a briefing by the commission. Larry, does the commission also characterize the administration behavior as stonewalling?
No, they decidedly did not. They said they are not stonewalling, but they said there are some serious areas of concern, and since they don't have a lot of time, they really want the administration to get in gear. One of the areas of concern is that some of the agencies that they're questioning are insisting that employees of the government have minders present when they're being questioned by members of the commission. And of course, the commission members are concerned that nobody's going to be honest about what exactly happened, how they were preparing for 9/11, how their agency responded, if their boss is sitting in a chair right next to them. There are other areas of concern involving the Justice Department and the Defense Department. The Defense Department, of course, was responsible for the response to 9/11, possibly trying to shoot those planes down. The Justice Department, of course, knows a lot about investigations into the terror attacks. And the commission said they were having a very hard time getting information about the surrounding the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. So they said they weren't stonewalling, but I think you could say they were trying to give them a public kick in the pants to get in gear and start releasing these documents.
And how does the administration explain itself? And what is its justification for not being more forthcoming?
Well, first, of course, they say this is a huge amount of information they're asking for, and the commission said nobody realized how big this task was going to be. They're basically going through every agency in the government and saying, do you have any documents related to 9/11. But the administration is also saying, look, a lot of this stuff is classified. A lot of it is very sensitive. We have to review it before we release it. Some of it is even protected by grand jury secrecy rules, and so the law pretty much prevents us from releasing it. But of course, this is an administration that is known in Washington for being incredibly closely guarded about any kind of information, whether it's damaging or not. And of course, this information could be very damaging, so it raises suspicions.
Well, given that the information has not been flowing very quickly, and given that the mandate of the commission is very broad to explain what happened and what the response to it was, is it actually considered likely that it'll finish its work and report by next May?
Well, they're determined to finish by May, and they were asked whether they were going to ask for an extension, and they said no, they don't want to, and so they say they're going to issue a report. I think that the question is, will they have all the information that they need to issue as comprehensive a report as possible? But again, you have to remember the goal here is very broad. They're trying to look at everything, the INS, the Defense Department, the Justice Department, how the customs agencies were working together. And I think what they're saying right now is basically we may not be able to review every document that the government has and give a complete report unless the administration is more forthcoming than they have been.
We should remind folks, this is the commission that is chaired by former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane and former Indiana Democratic Congressman Lee Hamilton.
That's right. So it's a bipartisan commission.
You said that there's been an issue of whether government employees, when they're interviewed, should have somebody present. What about the highest-level government employees? Will the commission call in President Bush, Vice President Cheney, President Clinton?
President Clinton, well, that's a very good question. Today they said no, they don't have any plans to subpoena them, although some members of the commission have indicated they want to hear from the president and the former president. But they indicated that they will more likely submit their questions in writing in some form, and that no White House really wants to have the president grilled, and it looks like they won't really have to, as long as they come forward with most of the information they need.
You get the sense that families of the victims of 9/11 say that their questions are being addressed by this commission?
Some of these families really have a lot of investment in the report that is coming out. They still have a lot of questions, and frankly, it's almost amazing how many questions really have not been answered about what happened. So I think they really have a big investment, and I think they're going to be very disappointed if at least some of those questions don't get answered.
What does the commission do next?
They continue to interview, and they hope that they get a better response from the administration.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.